The Frank Fontaine Show.
Transcribed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the new Frank Fontaine Show with his special guest, Helen O'Connell, the Fontaine Kids, Lud Bluskin's Orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Bonzell. And now here is the man the nurses at the maternity hospital voted the most familiar face of the century, Frank Fontaine. Well, Frank, welcome to your new show. Say, tell me, how did all this happen?
Well, I was just hanging around the house. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't feel like doing anything. I said to myself, what are you doing, John? Nothing. And I wasn't. I was just hanging around the house and wasn't doing anything.
Will you pull yourself together? I know the folks here would like to just meet plain Frank Fontaine right now. Not all those characters you do. Frank. Please, you're yawning. You're up. Wake up.
I'm sorry, Harry. It's just that I didn't get much sleep last night.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Well, I tried to teach my children a lesson, but it backfired. It was awful. The evening started up so peaceful. We were all getting ready for bed. My wife, Elma, was reading the usual bedtime story.
And so the mama bear, the papa bear, and the baby bear walked into the house. And the baby bear said, someone's been eating my porridge. And the mama bear said, he fell asleep. Doesn't he look cute, the darling?
I'm not asleep. And what did the mama bear say?
Oh, Frank, must you always fall asleep when I read to the children? Why can't I get them to fall asleep?
Oh, dear, you're probably telling them the wrong kind of story. Children, do you want to hear the story about Jack and Jill?
Dad, hear the dad. We'd rather hear about Frankie and Ava.
Well, you better stick to Mother Goose and stop reading Mother Luella.
Come on, children, now. Get into your pajamas.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, Delegate, please come to order. Delegate, please come to order.
Gotten into the children, they just don't obey us anymore.
Well, that's the trouble these days. These children are all spoiled. Why, when I was your age and I disobeyed my father, he would take off his belt. You know what happened then.
Sure, his pants fell down.
No, mine did. Boy, I couldn't sit out for a week.
Why didn't you wise up and do what we do when you spank us? How did geography book back here?
I tried that, Junior. And the Rocky Mountains ended up as Pebble Beach.
Frank, is that how you discipline the children? You have to be firm with them.
Yes, dear, you're right. Did your children do your chores tonight? Did you put out the milk bottles? Did you lock the back door?
Yes, you are. I locked the back door.
All right, children. Right after your prayers, lights out and into bed.
Oh, Frank, you better take care of Christopher, huh?
Okay, dear. Easy there, Christopher. I'll put on your diaper. First, I'll take this comet, pull it over here. Then I'll take this comet, pull it around here.
What are you crying about?
I don't know.
What's the matter? It sounds like you can't breathe.
Oh, I typed it in on the wrong end of the cliff.
Oh.
Oh, at least you get them off the bed. Children.
Did you check the doors?
What for? The children said they already locked them.
Yes, but you know the way they've been acting lately.
That's silly. If they said they locked them, they locked them. How do you like that? They didn't lock the door after all.
You know, dear, that's dangerous with all the robberies that have been going on lately. You'd better speak to them.
I got a better idea than that. I'm going to teach those children a lesson. See, it's 11 o'clock. That ought to be late enough. I'll teach those children to leave the back door open. I'll really scare them. First, I'll slip on his black mask. Then I'll hold his gun in my hand. Now I'll slowly open the door to their room.
All right, you kids, out of bed. This is stick-up, see?
Hey, Phyllis, look, it's a burglar.
Yeah, he's wearing a mask. He's got a gun.
Yeah, and a funny top, see? He's one more word out of you, see? And I'm going to let you have it, see? See?
Bob, you're a miracle. What do you want? It's your finger in his eye, so he can't see.
Come on, kids. Let's grab him.
Oh, stop it, stop it. Get away, you kids. Oh!
Yeah, it's the one we share with Dave.
Just call me Blue Eyes.
Look, it's not a burglar, it's just Dad.
What in the world? Frank, what's going on here?
I was just teaching the children a lesson, that's all. Now, will you please untie me from this bedpost? Well, I hope you children realize now how dangerous it is to leave the door unlocked at night. Let's all get back to sleep now.
Come on, Lassie, come on. This Fontaine house looks like a easy heist.
Yeah, Louie. This whole city sure has been a soft touch. What are you going to do with your share of the loot? Spend it on a dame?
Nah, I hate dames. I ain't met a dame yet that wasn't a woman.
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to work. I'll try this window. Hey, what do you know? It's open. What a stoop must live here. He locks all the doors and leaves the window open.
Let's see, you want to know something? When it's this easy, it ain't no fun. Now, look, you keep watch out here. I'll put this mask on and climb in the window. There. Now I'm in. Now, let's see. I'll grab the silverware first. Maybe it's over in that cabinet there.
Damn it, I didn't see that
chair. Hope it didn't wake nobody up.
Hey, Bob, did you hear anything?
Yeah, lad. Sounds like somebody's walking around in the living room.
Let's take a look.
Uh-oh. Look, it's Dad not back again. He's stuck in silver into that bag.
He needs it that badly. Let's help him. Come on, kid.
Hi, Dad. Give me your hand.
What? What? What are you kids doing here? Get back in bed. Go on, please.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, this is murder. I ain't been so embarrassed since I robbed a maternity ward at Cedars of Lebanon. Stop calling me Dad.
Did your children call me?
Yeah, we were helping Dad here steal a silverware. Dad! Dad, if you're standing over there, who is this with this mask on?
Probably your mother. Come on now. Take that mask off, dear.
Yeah, mother, Dad. I feel like one man's family. Right enough. Now, pick them up.
Oh, come on now, sweetheart.
Frank, did you call me?
Yes, dear. I was just trying to get Mom here to take off her mask, and I.
Don't let him fight you. Stand up to him.
Don't worry, I will. You and the children go in the kitchen. I'll take care of him.
Now, be careful, dear. Come on, children.
All right, now we're alone. I'm going to tear you apart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dear, he's gone.
Oh, boy, Dad won!
Yeah, he must have murdered him.
Boy, our Dad's terrific. Frank, where are you?
Don't stand there, dear, and tie me from this bedpost. Believe me, folks, that was really an exciting night. But right now, we have something different in the kind of excitement in store for you. She bubbles, she sparkles. In fact, she's the star of her own show. Here she is, the Lilton, Miss Martha Tilton.
Well, folks, as you know, this is vacation time. And it seems that the most popular type of vacation this year is the ocean cruise. It's so soothing, peaceful, and relaxing.
Except, of course, if you're unfortunate enough to be on the same boat as Fred the Frump.
Oh, feels so wonderful just to lie here in this deck chair. So relaxing. My first vacation in 10 years, and just what I need, too. Plenty of peace and quiet. I think I'll just pull my cap down over my face and take a nice nap. Oh, it feels good.
Take the boat!
Well, who are you?
Fred Frump's your name. I'm your neighbor in the next deck chair.
Oh.
Hi, neighbor.
How do you do?
That's a song. Hi, neighbor.
Look, Mr. Frump.
Say, neighbor, when we get to Hawaii, how about you and me stepping out together, huh?
Oh, no, no. Look, I'm going to Hawaii just for the rest.
Oh, a likely story. You're going to see old Hula Hula Girl.
I told you I'm going for the rest. When I get to Hawaii, I'm not even going to move a finger.
You've never seen a Hula Hula Girl. They make a fight, they move.
No.
Hey, neighbor, you don't look so good. Not seasick, are you?
No. No, I feel fine. And I'd feel even better if you'd go away and leave me alone. Listen, why don't you go sit with your wife?
Watch your language. Oh, me to go sit with my wife. Can't even look at that woman. Might make me seasick.
What?
She's my life companion, and I'd like to push her all the more.
Please, will you leave me alone?
You don't look so good, neighbor. You feel a lot better if you did some exercise. How about a walk around the deck?
No. Look, I don't want any exercise. I want a rest. I told you, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm pooped.
Then how about a walk around the poop deck? Hey, neighbor, you don't look so good. Are you sure you're not sick?
I can't stand this any longer. I'm calling the captain. Captain! Captain!
Won't do you any good, neighbor.
Why not?
He missed the boat.
The captain missed the boat? Oh, what a trip.
I don't think you look so good, neighbor. Are you sure you're not sick?
Look, I'm telling you for the last time, I am not seasick.
Glad to hear it, neighbor. But you better be careful when you go to lunch. Just stay away from those pickled pig feet.
Oh, no.
And a fried squash.
Oh, don't say that.
And an ice cream with marshmallow squash.
Oh, no.
That'll make you sick as a dog.
Oh, please.
Don't touch that cream lobster. Oh, neighbor, you're leaving me. Your face just turned green.
What?
It is green.
It's green.
Did your mother come to my room?
I'm going to have you thrown in the brig. Captain!
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'm leaving. Goodbye, neighbor.
Oh, I can hardly believe it. That Frump actually left. Now I can try and pull myself together, alone at last. Maybe I can enjoy this trip, have a little peace and quiet. That's what I need. Peace and... Little boy, why are you staring at me like that? Who are you?
Bobby Frump's name.
Oh, no.
Hi, neighbor.
It couldn't be.
Hey, what's the song?
Oh, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we have a real treat in store for you. My favorite singer. Here she is, one of the top songbirds in the country, Miss Helen McCollum singing Sunrise.
When those lips of yours caress mine, just to have you by my side would leave me starry-eyed, oh, starry-eyed. Lonely eyes you put a dream in, eyes that only yours supreme in. Don't you know? for you. Think hustle as they do. Though the stars are real, I know they show how much I care. Tell me how it makes you feel. No, you put them there. Star eyes, when, if ever, will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are. My eyes will hold your wishing star. So and wish on a
Ladies and gentlemen, last Sunday, they opened up a new public beach right outside of Santa Monica, and Martha Tilton and I were invited down by the mayor to participate in the opening ceremonies. It sounded like a lot of fun at the time, but little did we know what was in store for us. Anyway, when Martha and I arrived at the beach, we got ourselves a beach umbrella.
Looks like a nice spot, Harry.
Yes, Martha. Say, the ceremonies won't start for quite a while yet. We've got time for a little sunbathing. Say, that's a lovely bathing suit you have on.
I'm glad you like it, Harry. You know, I almost didn't get to wear this one. It took me over an hour to find it.
Me too. It's going to be a wonderful day, Martha. The two of us and the sun and
Harry, what's that?
Oh, a fellow over there blowing up his water wing.
Well, my, isn't he blowing them up too high?
He sure is blowing them. Hey, you watch out there.
Oh, he's blowing right in my lap. Well, of all the nerves. Who are you, anyway?
Jerome. Well, I see Jerome.
Now, you stop that, John, and get off of Martha's lap. You know, you apologize to Martha.
Okay. Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Washington.
No, John. This is Martha Tilton.
Huh?
Martha Tilton.
Gosh, she looks like she's standing up straight to me.
Harry! Harry, who is this fellow, anyway?
Well, Martha, it looks like we're trapped. I might as well introduce you. This is John L. C. Savoli.
Hi, John.
Huh?
Hi, John.
No, I ain't had a drink in weeks. I don't like the drink. I keep seeing pink donkeys.
John, you mean pink elephant.
No, I'm a Democrat.
Gee, Harry, your friend is kind of cute.
How do you like my new bathing suit, Miss Martha?
See, I've been looking at that suit, John. Turn around here. Haven't you got too much material in the back?
I like it that way. I can swim and catch salmon at the same time.
Sounds like he's got a salmon in there now.
Yeah. It's a cold salmon.
Shelton, I'm Jackson, the photographer from the news.
Hello.
I'm covering the opening ceremonies here at the beach, and I thought I'd take a picture of you two before the mayor arrives.
Wonderful. We'd be delighted.
Okay, Miss Shelton, you sit here under the beach umbrella, and Mr. Bonzel, you stand here.
Okay.
Where should I stand?
You can't get in this spot. The editor only wants me to get pictures of big names.
You've never heard the ones I've been called.
Stand back, will you, bud? Yeah, thanks a lot, folks. See you later. Oh, John, now, sir, don't cry. What's the matter?
Who would let me in the picture? I'm the lifeguard on this beach.
Well, you see,
John, you're taking the lifeguard's place?
Yeah.
Oh.
Later, the lifeguard went to lunch and let me in charge.
Oh, brother, brother.
Here, John, what are you kissing Martha for?
I just found out I'm her brother.
Did I hear you right? You are the lifeguard here at this new beach?
Yeah, and I'm doing great. Yesterday I heard a girl yelling for help and I wrecked her.
Really? Well, how far out in the water was she?
Oh, she wasn't in the water. She was up on the highway in a parked car.
That's all. Well, really, I don't know how they ever let you act as a lifeguard. It seems to me that...
Oh, there you are, Harry, Martha. It's good to see you.
Hello, Mayor Cooper.
How are you, Mayor?
Oh, fine, fine. Wonderful day for the ceremony. Tons of big crowd. All the photographers are here. Should be quite an affair.
Yes, indeed. Say, Mayor, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, John L.C. Savoni.
Mm-hmm.
He's, John. John, what are you staring at the mayor for? Do you know him?
Yeah. He's the guy in that parked car.
You were right. You.
Now, Mayor, how do you intend to start the ceremony?
Well, with all these photographers here, I thought we could educate the public in safety measures with a life-saving demonstration.
Oh, that's a splendid idea, Your Honor.
Yes, indeed. And that's not all. When that lifeguard swims out there, you know who the drowning person is going to be? Me. The publicity will be terrific. Come along with me, Harry, while I'm getting into my bathing suit. We can run over some of the details of the ceremony.
Okay, Your Honor.
Oh, John, what's the matter? Why are you crying?
The mayor's gonna drown.
Oh, John, now stop worrying. They're only pretending. The lifeguard is going to rescue him.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm the lifeguard and I can't swim.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. We are now ready to start our life-saving demonstration. Mayor Cooper has kindly consented to be the drowning victim and will be rescued by the beach lifeguard.
That's you, John. Now, you better watch for the mayor.
Well, he ain't in the water yet.
Are you sure?
Sure, I can see. I got good eyesight. See that boat way out there? I bet I can read up the name on the side, all the letters there, too.
All right, John, I'd like to see you do it.
Okay. F-R-A-Y-T-G-I-S. B-Q.
Well, what kind of a name is that?
It's a Japanese boat. L-O-I-Y-G-R-A-T-N-B-A-H-T-O-L-I.
Help! Help!
John, it's the mayor. You better save him. He's drowning.
B-N.
Better get in there and save him.
You're the lifeguard, John. Go in there and rescue him.
Okay, I'm going. I'll save him.
Help! Help!
I'm coming, man. I'll save you. Now, I got a hold of this. Now I'll put it in. Stop fighting me. I'll get you this, sure. You're trying to get away from me. You've got tough crust on me. There. We lay it back to shore. I got him, Harry.
John, where's the mayor?
I got him right here.
Well, John, that's not the mayor. You rescued a barracuda.
How do you like that? I thought he lost his bathing suit.
Thank
thanks a lot for dropping in, Martha. It sure was lots of fun at the beach, wasn't it?
Oh, I had a great time. But I have to run along now. I've got a parking ticket, and I want to see if I can fix it with the new mayor. He didn't help much. He rescued a barracuda.
Well, slip my fin. Good night, everybody. Good night, Martha. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.